Local journalism has never been more important. Communities are anxious for real information. How many cases of COVID-19 are in their county, or where can they get a test? At the same time, local newspapers across the country are losing advertising revenue as businesses shut down. That's creating a dilemma. How do you cover the news when you have no money? Our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie takes us to one small town where this is playing out.
Publisher Ben Olson is exhausted.
It's a ton of work. And it's a ton of stress.
He appears close to burning out, trying to keep his readers up to date with the latest coronavirus news. Like the rest of the country, North Idaho has a growing number of confirmed cases. But at the same time, the number of reporters and staff at Olson's free weekly newspaper, the Sandpoint Reader, has shrunk from 4 down to just 1.
I want to get my staff back to work, number one, because they're like my family, and I feel responsible for them. But number two, I cannot handle this by myself.
Olson had to lay off his staff after local restaurants and bars were forced to shut down in an effort to curb the spread of COVID-19. Those businesses often advertised events in the Sandpoint Reader's calendar. But with no events, that means no money.
I realized very quickly that I would probably make one or possibly 2 more payroll cycles, and I would be completely bankrupt.
It's a problem that's reverberating throughout the Mountain West's media landscape. The COVID-19 pandemic is deepening the cracks and fissures in a centuries-old business model, one that traditional newspapers and alt-weeklies rely upon. There's no journalists without advertising dollars to pay for them. Money from subscriptions and circulation revenues can only go so far. So from Sandpoint, Idaho, to Bozeman, Montana, to Wyoming and Denver, media companies are cutting hours or laying off staff. Ben Smith is a media columnist with the New York Times.
Well, this is a real disaster for media that are supported by advertising in general.
He says some traditional newspaper chains were already on life support to begin with. They've been cutting costs by shutting down papers and laying off staff. COVID-19 just sped up the clock, and Smith doesn't expect a happy ending.
Like, I think we're going to wind up with fewer journalists next year than this year, just as it has been for the last several years.
But at the same time this is happening, demand for breaking news on COVID-19 is rising a lot. Still, Smith argues the answer isn't a federal bailout for struggling newspaper chains. Instead, it's a new business model, going nonprofit.
I think there is an increasing recognition that journalism is a public service. It's like, you know, it's a utility like water and like electricity in terms of keeping a community going. And kind of an appropriate outlet for philanthropy.
It's a business model that the nonprofit news outlet, Montana Free Press, embraced a few years ago. Editor-in-Chief John Adams.
Most of our revenue comes from members who donate to us similar like they would to public radio.
And right now, he says, they're doing pretty well financially. They've seen an uptick in donations during the pandemic.
In a way, I hate to say it, it's been good for business because right now, when people are home, wondering what's going on, looking for trustworthy sources of information that aren't rumors, that aren't Facebook memes, that aren't, you know, all these other sources of misinformation that are flying around out there on the internet, they're turning to news organizations. And I think that's good for business. As long as your business doesn't rely on advertising.
But many nonprofit organizations are also funded through grants, wealthy philanthropists, and businesses. And now as the nation faces a steep economic downturn, more nonprofits will be fighting for fewer slices of the pie. That's what Sandpoint Reader publisher Ben Olson worries about. It's why he thinks going nonprofit isn't the answer for his paper.
I do believe there is still a small market that operates outside of the national market where you can have community-supported newspapers that can be robust and high quality.
And he says advertising revenues from local restaurants and bars were growing before the pandemic struck. His profit margins were still tight, but his business model worked. Now things are a lot tougher.
I know it's going to be harder to produce these papers, but I don't think it's going to end. I hope not.
And there may be some hope out there. The $2 trillion stimulus package includes loans for small businesses to cover costs over an 8-week period. And as long as they keep their staff on payroll, they won't have to pay it back. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.